Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM on your radio dial. And I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And every Sunday night from 8 to 10, we bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. We hope you'll stick around tonight, and we'll take a little break for 5 minutes at the top of the hour for the public radio news, and then we'll be back for a second hour. So we hope you'll sit in with us and listen to some swinging sounds. Tonight I'm going to highlight the recordings of Beehive Records. Beehive Records has an interesting background. In 1977, Jim and Susan Newman of Evanston, Illinois, started Beehive Records. Their goal was to record many of the pioneers of bop music that had came to fruition in the 1950s. And for 7 years, between 1977 and 1984, they released 16 albums featuring the older musicians who created music within the bop tradition in the 50s and 60s. The name of the label, Beehive Records, was taken from the name of the Beehive Lounge that thrived in the 50s and 60s at 55th Street in Chicago's Hyde Park, where all the major bop artists played. And so we're going to explore some of the Beehive recordings. I think you'll enjoy some of them. We're going to kick it off with baritone sax man Nick Brignola. And here he does the old Tommy Dorsey theme song, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You, backed up by Walter Booker on bass and Jimmy Cobb on drums. The personnel also lists Walter Davis Jr. on piano, but I think Walter sits out this track. Let's listen to I'm Getting Sentimental Over You.
Mm-hmm.
one of the earliest recordings on the Beehive Records, the couple that put together these records on Evanston, Illinois, from 1977 to 1984. It was the old Tommy Dorsey theme, "I'm Getting Sentimental Over You." And we had Nick Bernola there on baritone sax, Walter Davis on piano, Walter Brooker on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums.
Well, my first offering is a group led by Chet Baker, and it's from a CD on the Pacific Jazz label entitled Young Chet, and features Chet on trumpet, Bill Perkins on tenor sax, Russ Freeman on piano, Carson Smith on bass, and Bob Neal on drums. This is a B.G. Da Silva, Jerome Kern composition entitled Look for the Silver Lining. Chet Baker on trumpet, Bill Perkins on tenor sax, Russ Freeman on piano, Carson Smith on bass, and Bob Neal on drums with Look for the Silver Lining. That was from a Pacific Jazz CD originally on LP in 1954 and then remastered and re-released in 1995. And the CD was entitled Young Chet.
I'm going to continue to highlight the recorded works of that Evanston couple that put together Beehive Records from 1977 to 1984. This time they brought in Sal Nistico on tenor sax. I believe Ted Kirson is here on trumpet. Ronnie Matthews is on piano. Sam Jones on bass. Roy Haynes on drums. This is a little thing written by Sal Nistico called Blues for KD.
Thank you.
That was a hard bop item called Blues for KD, written by the tenor sax man on that particular track, Sal Nistico. Some fine hard trumpet work there by Ted Kirsten. A rhythm section comprised of Ronnie Matthews on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and one of the pioneers of bop drums, Roy Haynes. And that was on the Beehive label, cut in November of 78.
Well, next we'll hear from Toots Steelmans. This is from a CD on the Dr. Jazz label entitled The Soul of Toots Steelmans. And it features Toots first on guitar and then on harmonica. And he's going to be backed by Ray Bryant on piano and his brother Tom Bryant on bass and Oliver Jackson Jr. on drums. This is a Jimmy Davis, Charles Mitchell tune entitled You Are My Sunshine. Thank you. Are My Sunshine, featuring Toots Thielemans, first on guitar and then on harmonica. I'm not sure who did the chimes there. It might have been Ray Bryan. He was on piano, and Tom Bryan on bass, Oliver Jackson Jr. on drums. That was from a Dr. Jazz CD entitled The Soul of Toots Thielemans. Originally released on LP in 1959 and then re-released and remastered in 1986.
Continue to highlight the recordings of Beehive Records, which was founded by a couple that put together about 16 albums on their label, The Beehive. And this time they bring in the fine tenor man, or trumpet, I'm sorry, trombone man, Curtis Fuller. December of 78, he brought him into the studio, and back with Curtis is Sal Nistico, who you just heard on a previous track I played on the Beehive record. We also have Walter Bishop on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Freddie Waits on drums. This is a Kenny Dorham composition called Miner's Holiday. up-tempo version of a Kenny Dorham composition. By the way, Kenny Dorham was a very talented trumpet player and composer in a bop vein himself, and that was a little thing called Miner's Holiday from Curtis Fuller's album on the Beehive label. And we had Curtis, of course, on trombone. Stel Nistico was back on tenor sax. Walter Bishop on piano. Sam Jones on bass. Freddie Watts on drums. That was recorded on the Beehive label in New York City in December of 78.
Next, we'll hear from the Fletcher Henderson All-Stars. This is a group composed, as you might expect, of former members of the Fletcher Henderson Band. This was released on the Jazztone label, and it's a 17-piece group. The rhythm section consists of Red Richards on piano, Al Casey on guitar, Bill Pemberton on bass, and Jimmy Crawford on drums. Almost everybody else solos in this piece. We'll hear trumpet solos from Rex Stewart, Emmett Berry, and Taft Jordan. We'll hear trombone solos from Benny Morton, J.C. Higginbotham, and Dickie Wells. A clarinet solo by Buster Bailey. And Coleman Hawkins and Ben Webster will offer tenor sax solos. This is a composition written by Ferdinand Joseph LaMoth, otherwise known as Jelly Roll Morton. And he wrote it for a friend of his whose name was Porter King. And it's called King Porter Stomp.
Thank you.
King Porter Stomp. And you heard solos there on trumpets, Rex Stewart, Emmett Berry, and Taft Jordan. On trombone, you heard J.C. Higginbotham, Benny Morton, and Dickie Wells. And on clarinet, a solo by Buster Bailey. And then Coleman Hawkins and Ben Webster had tenor sax solos. That was from a Jazz Tone LP released in 1958, entitled The Fletcher Henderson All-Stars.
Now we're going to turn to a recording that was released by the Beehive Records. It was cut in Chicago in 1981, and this has several, almost all of these people are Chicagoites. Clifford Jordan on tenor sax, who moved on to New York, but was on the Chicago scene for quite some time. We have Cy Tuff on bass trumpet. Cy played around Chicago for years, and he spent probably 3 or 4 years on the road with the Woody Herman Band. Norman Simmons on piano and as an arranger, who was on the Chicago scene for 30 or 40 years. Victor Sproles on bass. And Wilbur Campbell was a local drummer who had a nationwide reputation. So we have all these Chicagoans on this album they put out on the Beehive record, which was cut in Chicago in September 1981. And it's a little thing written by the piano man and arranged by the piano man, Norman Simmons, called Sad Sam.
Thank you.
Another fine album put out by our Spotlight recording company, Beehive Records, put together by a couple in Evanston, Illinois, who want to keep the bebop flame alive. And that was Clifford Jordan's group with on tenor sax, along with Cy Tuff on bass trumpet. The other tenor sax man you heard was Von Freeman. And the thing was put together by the piano player, and who's the arranger and composer, Norman Simmons.
Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 on your FM dial. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with a break in the middle for the news, which we're going to take pretty soon. But before we do, we're going to finish out the hour with a group led by Frank West, and it's on a Savoy LP entitled North, South, East, and West. And it features several alumni of the Basie Band. In addition to Frank West on tenor sax, we've got Frank Foster also on tenor sax, Henry Coker on trombone, Benny Powell on trombone. And the rhythm section consists of Kenny Burrell on guitar, Eddie Jones on bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. This is a tune Frank Foster wrote entitled Dill Pickles. Thank you.
Thank you.